Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, everyone. Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hello, Mr. Sandman. I wanted to get your take on Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, and his new law regarding vaginamony in my Tom Likas voice. Do you think that more men will relocate to Florida, mainly young men who will possibly tip their tippy toes in the boiling frog waters of marriage? Please dissect and interject, my brother. Well, Ron, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. So DeSantis signed into law the alimony overhaul law that does away with permanent alimony in the state of Florida. That doesn't mean that family courts aren't going to take the majority of your assets away from you in a divorce and give them to your ex. That doesn't mean that child support will go away. The law simply sets up alimony payments based on the length of the marriage. Similar bills were prevented from passing 3 times before, and the advocacy group called the First Wives are saying that their lives will be upended without those payments. These women are said to be crying as a result of the new law. But what about the men that have been forced to work long past the age they expected to retire at because they were on the hook for lifetime alimony? Well, the new law helps old guys in their 60s and 70s as well, by setting up a process to reduce their alimony payments when they want to retire. The judge may throw the alimony out as well if the health of the person paying it, usually the man, is bad. Imagine having cancer and being forced to keep working to pay lifelong alimony. That's pretty much what Robin Williams is doing, back when he was making movies in his 50s and 60s, even though he was sick. This is a positive step in the right direction, but unfortunately it's nothing more than a band-aid over a bullet wound. Are guys really going to magically start getting married and having families in Florida because of this? Clearly not. It's simply not enough. For that to happen, you'd have to limit alimony payments to only a handful of years, and only give women half the marriage property, even if they kept the majority of the custody of the kids. Camille Fiveash, a Republican, receives permanent alimony, said this, and I quote, "He, DeSantis, has just impoverished a lot of older women in Florida. And I know at least 3,000 women across the state of Florida that are switching to Democrats. And we will campaign against them. All the way. Forever." Unquote. So this might have been a big mistake on DeSantis' part, especially while running for president. Women all over the world that are Republicans that receive alimony and are swayed by female-owned group preference may decide to vote for Biden instead. But I think this is only the beginning in a conservative trend to reform laws and institutions to help men, and encourage them to have not only the responsibility of taking care of a family, but also authority of that family, and not having to face the state getting involved in their relationships. I doubt this is going to happen. Permanent alimony is basically the state saying that we don't want to take care of women after a divorce, and it's the man's responsibility for the rest of his life. I'm sure this bill might boost marriage rates by a few percentage points, but probably nothing all that significant. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Anyways, now back to Ron DeSantis potentially shooting himself in the fupa with regards to presidential campaign Clown World Show. States like California don't exactly have lifelong alimony. If the woman you divorce gets remarried, then you no longer have to pay. So many women find another male partner and just stay common law with them. The new Florida law goes around this loophole by allowing alimony payers to seek modification if there's a quote-unquote supportive relationship involving their ex in the previous year. So this means there'll be tons of work for private investigators snooping on women that claim that they're single and still eligible for that alimony, when they're really secretly being smashed in a committed relationship with a Tyrannosaurus that lives with them. The new Florida law means no alimony if you're married for less than 3 years, and only 75% of the total length of the marriage up to 20 years. So if you were married for 10 years, she's only going to get an additional 7.5 years of money. The effect of that is women will think twice before getting divorced, and therefore they'll be more likely to work things out with their partner if they know they won't be receiving much money and will have to remarry a high-value man or make more money themselves to support their lifestyles. You're asking the wrong question, Ron. It's not about this law encouraging men to marry. You should have asked, will this law discourage women from seeking out a divorce? This law is not only going to piss off the elderly women that receive lifelong alimony that are going to lose it, but it's going to piss off the younger ones that'll no longer have the option to divorce their husbands. The female voters in Florida will turn on DeSantis, but if he's elected president, it won't matter, because he won't be up for a re-election in Florida anyways. His law should be called the anti-gold digger law, because that's who it's going to hurt the most. I suspect that this is going to encourage many women to push their men, especially the ones that are wealthy, to move their principal residence to another state. A lot of rich New Yorkers moved down to Florida since the start of COVID, and they could see their wives trying to trick them back to the old states. But the kicker is that Florida has a 0% personal income tax. So how do you convince a man to move somewhere else where he may actually have to pay tax today, which is a bad decision, so that you as the woman can divorce him later? This then starts to look complicated, and women are likely looking for a more simple solution for cleaning out the bank accounts of their simp husbands. I think that this solution leads us to another question, which is it too late to save America? Especially when it comes to the nuclear family which the country is built upon. To do that, you have to remove the incentives for women to get divorced when they get married. But I think this new law and similar laws might backfire by encouraging women not to get married. Most women dream of their wedding day not for the party and attention itself, but for the fact that they were able to get commitment from a man, as well as to be able to ensure financial security for themselves if their relationship ends. There's a fine balance here, because if you reduce the incentives for women to marry, then you'll get more career-driven cat ladies that will think that marriage isn't worth it for them because there's nothing to loot using their bodies. That'll lead to further atomization of men and women and lower marriage rates and family formation. Marriages in America are still falling at all-time lows, and the rates aren't coming back as more men go their own way and as more women focus on their careers and their cats. Some countries are handing out money to couples having multiple kids, and it's still not enough to get the fertility rates up. So population crash in America is happening silently. The population probably won't peak out for another 50 years, but in 20 years, the majority of the population will be really old, and that's going to put pressure on the social safety net, which could crash. You can't save a country full of geriatrics, or can you? Countries like Australia, Canada, and UK are trying to do that with immigration, because they can't compete with the entrepreneurship in America, as well as all the new tech. But demographics are destiny. I'd say that Americans, when it runs out of young people, enough of them to keep the social security safety net Ponzi scheme going. Better Bachelor might be right by buying a piece of land away from the cities and just laying low, because when he's in his late 60s and early 70s, there'll be tons of fireworks happening. This DeSantis policy is too little too late. But I think America saves itself using AI, and then exporting that technology to the rest of the world, the way that America exported the internet, social media, and smartphones, and many other things throughout the 20th century, like television, radio, airplanes, and even cryptocurrency, which appears to be American. I think the idea is that if you don't have enough young creative people to innovate in your economy, then you have AI that's creative and productive to support all the old people as they fade into oblivion. This might even allow the social safety net to remain intact, at least in America. Countries like Japan will also be able to make that transition. But the countries that don't focus on technological innovation and instead are like Canada focusing on immigration to raise GDP, are more likely doomed. America could find itself in an enviable place in the next 50 to 100 years, even with a declining population. People say that the NSA invented Bitcoin to ensure that after the American dollar dies, America would still have the dominant monetary system. One thing I've learned in my life is not to bet against America. Ron DeSantis has said he will be banning central bank digital currencies if he gets elected, which is way more important a development, in my opinion, than banning lifelong alimony in Florida. If Bitcoin was created to replace the US dollar, then shitcoins and CBDCs would just be the smokescreen for what comes next. Remember that the largest Bitcoin holders are Americans, and it's the country that mines the most of it too. Why wouldn't America want a global Bitcoin standard? They would have a massive head start, and the rest of the world would never be able to catch up, because America would still be providing the best content creators and new technologies, further bringing in money into the economy by exporting all that technology. But enough of my crazy talk. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will think twice before smashing a man and marrying him in Florida, now that she can't be using him as a lifelong ATM. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women in their 60s in Florida that have already collected 20-plus years of alimony payments away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.